just about to every point.
So we've been listening to Richard Neal, Congressman Richard Neal, who helped lead the Congress to the deal that they are announcing today, a deal, a trade deal, the USMCA, that will replace NAFTA. Kelsey Snell covers Congress for us, and she's been listening in with me on this announcement. Kelsey, this trade deal is more than just that. It's an opportunity for Democrats to have a win that's not impeachment.
Yeah, and not just a win that's not impeachment. It's a pretty important win for the same people who might have a hard time voting for impeachment, the same Democrats who might have a hard time voting impeachment. Those moderate Democrats, particularly people in the Midwest or in the industrial Northeast, who really felt like they needed to go back to their voters and say that they brought home some very meat and potatoes thing that they can, you know, that their voters really need. I heard repeatedly all the way back to the spring from vulnerable Democrats who said they could not survive politically if there was impeachment but no trade deal. And this kind of sets up an opportunity for them to be, you know, still in a difficult position, but potentially better satisfied.
But we should just point out, again, the timing of this is remarkable. Just moments ago, we saw Nancy Pelosi step out along with the committee chairs of Judiciary and Intelligence, and they laid out two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump. Two articles being abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. And so this is the Democrats saying we can do more than just that. We can legislate at the same time, which of course has been a critique of the president of Congress always saying, you know, these are the do-nothing Democrats who can't legislate their way to any kind of victory.
Yeah, but at the same time, there's some concern among particularly progressives who feel like this is delivering the president a win. And they're also negotiating other legislative things right now as we rush to the end of the year, like the National Defense Authorization Act and potentially a large spending package. And it's a balancing act here for Democrats who say that there are political concerns here. As much as Nancy Pelosi and other top Democrats say that impeachment itself is not about politics, it's very hard to divorce the political concerns of individual members from this whole big, broader debate.
We should just say the president has weighed in on the developments today, the announcement of the articles of impeachment. He wrote on Twitter, quote, "Nadler just said that I pressured Ukraine to interfere in our 2020 election. Ridiculous," he writes. And he knows that is not true. Both the president and foreign minister of Ukraine said many times that there was no pressure. Nadler and the Dems know this, but refuse to acknowledge.
Yeah, and then right after, he also was tweeting about how he expects big Dem support for USMCA. It's kind of a head-snapping day in the Capitol right now.
I want to bring in Jim Zaroli, who has been covering all the details of this particular trade negotiation and was listening in there. I mean, we heard Richard Neal there say that this has been intense, argumentative. They set a record for the number of times people on opposite sides of this hung up on each other. Jim, just remind us what the sticking points were in this negotiation.
Well, it was interesting because he really tried to emphasize that they took this deal that President Trump had come up with the Mexican and Canadian leaders and made it so much better. Nancy Pelosi said it was much better than infinitely better than what was proposed more than a year ago. They have taken the deal that the USMCA, and they've added some provisions about on environmental standards and on pharmaceutical prices, and especially on monitoring. That was a real sticking point for both sides. The Democrats and labor said, you know, we had these standards in the old NAFTA and there was no way to force compliance with them. And apparently now they've changed that. They say there's robust monitoring to ensure that the U.S. effectively forces compliance, especially on the Mexican side. Mm-hmm. So in other words, you know, it's one thing to have these standards, but if nobody's making sure that you live up to them, they're not much good. And now they say they've changed that.
Kelsey, one name kept coming up in those few minutes that we heard Richard Neal talking and Nancy Pelosi, both uttering the name Trumka, Richard Trumka, This has been important in these negotiations. He's the head of the AFL-CIO. What did he have to say about this deal?
Yeah, right before they walked out, when the members of Congress walked out to announce this, the AFL-CIO released a statement saying that Trumka saying that the deal that they have secured is one that the working people can proudly support. And a big part of that is that enforcement that Jim was just talking about. The Democrats are really highlighting a part where they created rules of evidence to make it so that the U.S. could litigate labor, environmental, and other types of disputes in a way that hasn't been available to them in other trade agreements. Now, this is their way of speaking directly to labor and to many people on the left saying, we fought for you and we got the wins that you needed for trade to move forward. And they also point to some major changes to reporting requirements so that Congress can be more involved in making sure that the deal that they helped craft actually is enforced the way that it's intended to.